Hello, lovies. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. If you haven't been here, welcome. If you have been here before, welcome back. Thank you. Thank you for supporting local talent.
Hey, my darlings. As you can tell, we have got a guest today. That's why the intro is sounding a bit
better.
Okay, I was going to say different, but according to the guest, it's better. And because I'm not about to disrespect my guests,
give me my flowers.
We'll just take it. Anyway, if it is your first time joining us, hi, how are you? Welcome. I hope you like it here and you decide to stay. And if you are coming back again, hey, thanks for being a regular degular. And thanks for coming back again. So today, let me introduce today's guest. A good friend of mine. He is a former recording artist. Is that it? Or very problematic too.
He's a former anyway, upcoming.
Former upcoming artist is crazy. Because it's like you gave up before
you even got anywhere.
Before you even started. Anyway, he is a music producer, songwriter, and
a person.
His name and what?
A person.
And a person, yes, a human being, I guess. And why did I say yes? But anyway, Natsua, welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Thank you. I am very good. I'm good. I'm very good. Like these days, I have to say it a couple of times until I believe it.
So you are not very sure of it or what?
I haven't been asked that in quite a while. How are you?
Really?
Relax. Not like that. No. It's just figates, you know?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Figates.
So you're used to
figates. So how are you? Make you question. How am I?
How
am I? So I'm good.
You're good.
Better than ever. No, better than before.
Okay.
And how are you yourself?
I'm good.
Are you sure?
If I was pretending and you said, are you sure, I would start crying right now. But yeah, I'm sure I'm good. Like, okay. 100% sure.
Just remember, it's a safe space. You can cry.
I feel like you're using my lines on me. And
well, if you spend time with someone, you tend to start using some of their lines. Like, I don't harass you for using my funny lines, you know? Like, I let you borrow them here and there, you know?
Okay, thanks for letting me borrow your funny
most
lines.
Of your audience know of my lines. They'll be wondering why I'm copying you today. But, like, it's you, man. Like, you know, I've been giving these to you.
You
know?
Are literally setting me up.
I'm sorry. Anyway. I take that back.
Guys, have friends, they said. Now I've even, in my head, now I'm going to look like a confused host because you're just throwing me off track. But anyway, it's fine.
It's a test.
It's okay.
Life is full of tests, you know. It should be ready for whatever. Okay, imagine so someday you have hosts that are hard-headed, you know.
Like today?
I mean, I'm just an example. I can be soft-headed if I want.
Oh.
I'm just like, you know, like, you remember what you said in the afternoon? Like, God sends you what? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, God, for sending me. But can we, like,
friends.
Talk about it later?
We can.
Not with you, with God.
Okay.
Me and God, we need to reevaluate. Right. Anyway, how was the gym today?
Today I was in a rush because I was coming here, so it was just like a browsing through. You know, when you're trying to find a magazine with nice pictures, you're like,
that's how it felt.
But I actually did something better. You know, it was the first leg day that I've never sat on my phone for 15 minutes reevaluating my life. decisions.
Is that how much you hate leg day?
I hate leg day. That after every set, I have to sit and think, why am I going through this pain?
Why do men hate leg day?
I don't know. It's just like, I don't know, like, no one is going to walk around looking at men's legs, you know?
You'd be surprised.
I am surprised. I'm not saying. I am actually surprised by what you said. Like, okay. But I'm anyways.
Not saying everything is possible. I'm not saying.
We listen, we don't judge. It's okay. It's okay.
I wasn't speaking for myself, but anyway, it's fine. Just keep pushing leg day. Keep.
Hi, bro. I actually didn't do squats today. I was like, you know what? No, thank you.
So what did you do?
I did leg press. I did this, what do you call it? Leg reverse curl. I did the adductors, abductors. Okay. These are the two exercises. The one where you're kicking, sitting. What is it called?
Or the, I see which one you mean.
Yes.
For and your,
the, you know, for thighs. Your, yes. And then the other reversed one, lying
when
on
you're
your
lying
stomach,
and then you are kicking it upwards. Oh, okay.
So today I skipped squats because I didn't have much time and I left like this. I don't remember what they're called, like these ones. Yeah.
Okay. I'll just act like I know which ones you mean, but it's fine.
Thank you for being kind. That's what friends are for.
Mm-hmm. And as we all know, me, I'm a kind friend.
Anyways, on to the next. How are you?
Anyone who
dis- How was the gym today? Oh, you didn't make it.
You're in my business. And you're putting my business out there.
No, it's like...
Do you
like
know I owe some very important people money if I don't go to the gym?
I'm sorry.
And now you're exposing
to
me.
Those people who owed money, you know what? It was a joke. Pay. It was
but
a
anyway,
joke.
I didn't go to the gym today. I went walking.
So it wasn't a joke. Yesterday she didn't go to. Now I'm putting all your business.
Yesterday was a Sunday. I don't.
The day
really
before
go to
she was supposed
Sundays.
To go and she didn't.
The day before,
yes,
no, I wasn't
she was invited
to, go.
To a shoot when she was supposed to
that
gym.
That was on Friday.
The other day before, she's been skipping gym for the past 4 days now.
Do you know what it is? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at a point in my life where I'm trying to live an active lifestyle. So for me, if I go outside for a walk or if I just go for a little jog, it's fine because I'm moving my body. I don't always have to be at the gym.
It's fine.
Do you get it?
We listen, we don't judge.
Do you get it?
I feel
very judged right now.
No, Kanti, come like, on. Like, you know, like I was just trying to make you understand how much gym you have missed, you know. Now you're reflecting. Look, that's where I was trying
okay,
to get.
Okay, I will go to the gym.
Tomorrow. Seems like you need a lot of time to think for the date.
Can't promise that I'll go tomorrow. I will try my best to. I'm also not feeling very well enough to be lifting in the gym. I know I look like I'm very well, but looks can be deceiving.
Like
on the inside, this flu is really kicking me, so...
Like we said, yeah. I think we should put the podcast and in brackets,
we don't judge.
Because there's a lot of things we can be judging, but we just try to listen.
Anyway, it's fine. Speaking of the gym, do you like, are you a progressive lifter or you do ego lifting?
I mean, you have to explain to me what an ego lifter is, because maybe I am one.
I don't know
one.
If there's a thing such as an ego lifter, but you know when
they
you just
are. I hate
lift
people saying that.
To like, an ego lifter, really?
Mm-hmm.
Like when you, okay, progressive, you know the progressive
yeah,
lifting.
Yeah, but I need to know the ego lifting part. Maybe
lifting
I
lifting for the sake of your ego. That is best. Like, okay, maybe I will go from like a... 20 kg squat, and I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna jump to a 40 kg squat, and I don't really care
that's,
about.
Yeah, that's a big
jump, like
yo.
That, you see.
But like, maybe if you had gotten to that stage before and you have stopped gym for a while,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe you are starting low, and you're like, but you know what, this is too light. Let me try a 40. That makes sense.
Yeah, but without having gotten there before,
yeah,
like, I'm
you know,
like,
I don't play with myself like I'm that, like. Saying. I think I've sustained quite a couple of injuries now,
mm-hmm.
which are not serious though. But I don't think I can call it ego lifting, but I was forcing progressive overload on myself. Every week I made sure either I add minimum of 2.5 kgs to everything I do.
Yeah, but that's not, I don't really think that's egoistic.
Yeah, I started deadlifting last year with 40 kgs, like 10, and then the bar 20. And then I think around May when I went to Zim, I was now lifting 105 kgs deadlift, like from April to May. That's a big jump. Like, I was adding 5 kgs every week, making sure I'm pushing myself. And yo, I saw a change. But yo, as you all know, Olabs, holidays, yo.
And when you come back from the Olab, for you to get back,
I tried to deadlift 80 kgs. I did 3 reps. That was it. And I used to do 4 sets of 10 with 105 kgs.
Wow. Should I say it?
Say it. I was about to tell myself. But just say it. No, it's fine. I understand. We listen. We don't judge.
No. It's fine.
I need to eat. And then after that, you know what I did?
What?
I was like, why suffer? I even removed the deadlift on my sets.
You were like,
my exercise. Like, what if I die trying to
imagine
deadlift?
Imagine if you die. I feel like I don't even deadlift. I don't even try that. Because I'm just like, I need my back. So.
But I enjoyed them. My back was actually strong. I think I managed to do them. Not very correct, but not wrong to hurt myself. The ones that I failed are RDLs. Like, I added them, like, I think a month and a half ago, and I actually hurt my back with them. Because I think I was deadlifting on RDLs. Like, I don't know what I was doing wrong.
Then you need to check your form, I guess.
You know what I did? I removed them again. Why suffer?
I feel like with leg day, if it was upper body exercises, would you be removing like that?
You know what I do? What? I am struggling, like, right now, like, chest, I had reached 80 kgs of 8-9 reps on the first set. Like, I think I could do 2 sets of 80 kgs. Bar inclusive, like, for me that was a huge milestone because I only weigh 85 kgs. Like, I'm close to my body weight. Close. So I think I mistakenly did 80 kgs on incline, and incline I do lesser weight. Like, the max I had done was 70. And then I hurt my shoulders. Like, they start paining when the weight is much. So then I had to reduce my weight again. I was so pissed off. Like, 60 was the most comfortable. If I got to 65, I was not feeling pain. So I then started using the machine where you're sitting. And on that one, I'm hitting at a PR. And I'm like, you know what? If the bench is not benching our machine, why suffer?
Mr. PR is in the gym.
Yeah, but with other workouts, I will die there.
You will die there as long as it's not leg workout. I think you need to do better. Because I've seen with, like, a lot of men, it pains me to see when men focus on the upper body and they're neglecting the legs. Because it will show.
The legs are not easy.
I know it's not easy, but then good things don't come easy. At all.
Who said we want them good legs?
No, it's not even about them good legs. It's just about having. No, it's gonna sound like I'm body shaming, but then just when the body structure is looking a bit more balanced,
it is what it is.
Yes, because now when you are,
what is body shaming?
Do you see that racket over there? Turn it upside down. Exactly.
You know, I posted. I look like a lollipop a couple of days ago.
You said it. I didn't.
But now I'm working on my legs. Like,
yes,
it's a plan.
If you need tips and tricks on leg days,
you do leg day like 4 times a week.
I said, ask.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like, you do 4. My statement is not finished.
Okay, sorry.
I mean, you do 4 days. Like, leg day every week and then cardio the 5th day. I'm sure ChatGPT has been your friend for quite a while.
Did you come here to lie?
Bruh, I've been with you to the gym like three days in a row. And all you did
That's
was leg day. All you did
That's
was leggings.
Lie. That's a big
What's
fat lie.
Okay, on to the next. I'm sorry. Maybe that I'm not lying.
Anyway, do you feel like the gym has, like, helped you in building your body confidence or just general confidence as a person?
I think I was always confident with my body when I was actually when I was skinnier, like skinny, when I almost broke. But when I I was actually more confident and comfortable than I am right now. I think now I have body dysmorphia. Yeah, it's a big disaster. You see them gains popping, but you're like, damn, I could be that big when the pump is there. Why am I not that pump big? You know, like, but for the past week, I've been trying to just accept what is and work on what can be. Just ignore it. But I think the gym, I don't know. I think in the past couple of weeks, it had started not feeling that nice. Why? Because I was now putting myself into it more. Like, I want to gain more weight. I need to do this. I need to do that. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want this. I want that. I want those. But before, I just used to work out and be like, you know what? I'm going to eat what I can. Try and eat as much as I can and just go to the gym. And it helped clear my depression. Like, I would be sleeping and feel peaceful, you know, like sleep like I have no depression.
That's what I love about the gym, Loki.
One thing I hate about it.
What?
I can't sleep long hours. So, I'm always constantly tired the next day because I didn't get enough sleep.
Yeah, so you have to train yourself somehow to sleep long hours.
Sometimes I force myself to, okay, today we should sleep at 10. I wake up at 3 a.m. I'm blinking in the night.
Yeah, then force yourself to go back to sleep. That's what I
try,
do.
But it's like...
Do you like start going on your phone or what?
No, sometimes I'll be like, you know what, I'm not touching this phone, but I'll spend like an hour just roaming around thinking, okay, so you know what, if I was a millionaire, what would I buy? Would I buy a fast car or would I... buy a vintage car, you know,
things for an like hour that. And you just
It keeps going when you're starting, okay, a vintage car, what would I like? I would like it to be modernized, like with modern interior, like airplane, blah blah blah.
With some, you're making like life plans, yeah,
those
time.
Are not life plans, those are things you should be planning when you're finished building your family and buying them a house. Like,
I mean, it's good to think for the future. So,
I mean, you're not gonna dispute because women are constantly thinking of certain things along those lines. So,
yeah, we always think for the future as women. We're always thinking. Frank Ocean say, "How do you
don't
not think so
it.
Far
don't ahead? Just don't drink
cause it. Because I've been thinking that forever." I'm sorry to anyone I traumatized with my singing. I am so sorry to anyone that I traumatize with my singing.
It's very traumatizing.
No, everyone except you is who I'm apologizing to.
And then you realize that... Anyways, now I remember. Like, you already told me that God sent you. So, it's fine. There's a plan for you in my life. No one knows what it is.
Yes. Do you know what my name means? Like, what my full name means?
No, I just know how it sounds and how it rhymes.
Oh, wow. Anyway, my full name is Mpoentle, and it means a beautiful gift. So it means that anyone and everyone who gets to have me in their life has a very beautiful gift in their life, and they are very, very, very blessed and highly favored. Can I get an amen, somebody? Hallelujah.
I don't know who you're asking for an amen from, who affirms what you're talking about, but...
I'll give myself the amen, because it's true.
Do you want to know
and no
what...
no one can tell me otherwise.
Do you want to know what panatswa means?
I think I know.
What does it mean?
It means, like, something has been made beautiful. I think you once told me.
Yes.
Like...
like, kunatswa is doing something in the way it was supposed to be done.
Oh,
like,
okay.
No errors, no nothing.
Oh.
So you're looking at it. So whoever gets to be my friend has something done exceptionally well in their life. You know what I'm saying? Can I get an amen? Hallelujah! If I had a keyboard, I would be playing...
Thank God there's no keepers here. Thank goodness there's no keepers here because, yeah, no. Yeah, it's fine. It's okay. See? You can have that one.
Thank you. I appreciate.
You can have that one.
I was about to share with you because, you know, you said, yeah, 50-50. It's okay.
Appreciate it. Mm. So how are you enjoying the festive season so far?
Are you talking about festive season? What?
The face that she gave me, I can clearly tell that, first of all, there's no festive season.
There's no
second festive. Of all, there's no enjoyment.
Like when you say, I'm enjoying the festive, I'm thinking, what festival does you want to talk about? Where is the festive?
I mean, it's December, it's Christmas, Christmas Bruh. Lights are up.
Bruh.
You know, it's like, take the holy bowels of holy, you know?
I'll be at work on Christmas Day.
Same.
On Boxing Day.
Same.
So I don't think that there's any point in getting excited because I'm going to be bitter on those 2 days.
Shame.
Mm.
That sucks.
You know, actually, what I read yesterday.
What?
I don't know how true it is, but I read that Jesus' birthday was not on the 25th.
I've heard that a couple of times.
So when I heard it, I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to get excited. It's okay. So it's fine like that. Let them celebrate.
Whatever
Genghis Khan's birthday on the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
You know Genghis Khan? I don't know. No, okay, that's why.
I don't know who that is.
It's okay. People who know will be like, damn, bro. Please research that later.
I will.
Yeah, but anyways, so I was like, you know, it's a lie. Why would I celebrate a lie? Like, I would rather go enjoy my work. Yeah. And then wait for the birthday of the perfectly made. Okay, I'm dropping it. Okay, I'm dropping it.
I didn't say okay. Nothing.
How is the festival? What is it called? Yeah. I haven't forgotten festive season, yeah?
Yeah. I can tell there's no festive.
This year?
Yeah.
Bruh, it's like Mageta Akuna. Like, Zesa is not around. And the year was.
This year only, or like, because I've been looking at, well, I always think about this, how December here in Germany is very different from like how it is back home for us especially.
Yeah, I remember someone at work asking me, so you guys, do you celebrate back home like Christmas? And I'm like, bruh, this is nothing what
you guys
do.
Don't even celebrate.
You don't do anything. We Tina Radio from the 23rd till the first, playing every day. Madhau audaro, kutadza kudarikana nepamusaka pekusazvinyadza. Audaro every day, especially when we're young. Macheso, what else? I forgot.
Suleman Chimbetu.
Exactly. And then on the first, denda, 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 gorera pera, denda. I know you don't know these ones.
Yeah, I don't know. So
how can you not know denda? You have a lot of research to do today. Genghis Khan, denda. I know the list is going to grow.
It's giving homework.
It's giving homework.
And I don't really like homework, but anyway.
I can tell. I can tell.
It's fine. But at least there's Christmas markets, which are too cold to go to.
Bruh. If you ever invite me to a Christmas market, I'll block you.
Now I know who not to invite to a Christmas market.
I'll block you. Like, I'm like, why? Why are you in? First of all, at a Christmas market, you buy a sausage for 10 euros. And I'm like, okay, so if I need
a
sausage.
To a Christmas market, that's how you know these things.
Like, okay, I've been to a Christmas market when I didn't know my identity in this economy. And it was a one time, and I was like, you know what? I'm fine. I'm fine. Like, thank you. And I tried Glühwein, and I was like, you know what? I'm really fine now.
You're like, always.
And everyone who mentions like Christmas market. I know where the block button is. Oh, I'll block you in February.
Oh, wow.
Maybe you invite
Somehow
me.
Somehow I knew that you're not the friend to invite to a Christmas
market. Bruh, thank you. I appreciate you for knowing that, because I kind of hate Christmas markets. Like, people would be talking about Christmas markets like they went and had like a tour of heaven with Jesus walking around, like showing them what Christmas is all about, like his birthday, you know. And I'm like, okay, I'm waiting for the exciting part. Keep going.
Where is it?
And they were like, yeah. And then I came home. I'm like, oh, okay, thank you for not inviting me. Thank you.
Wow. I'll need to go and see it for myself.
I mean, like,
I'll know how to judge.
You've never been to a Christmas market?
I don't think I have been.
I think if you go,
I've never had that Christmas market. I think maybe once when I was still an au pair, but that was like 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. I think if you go with it's not it. But if you go with your group of friends, like 4, 5, 6, you know, mischievous friends, you know, those friends that can make anything fun, you know, if you go with those ones, I think you enjoy Christmas market. Not because it's fun now, it's just because you're fun people around.
You're fun people, okay.
I would go if I have friends like that, like if we're a group. But just,
I also don't have a group of friends, so.
Don't worry, I will make a plan for you. I'll find
I'm not saying friends. I don't have friends, I just don't have a group.
Don't worry, you can mix all your friend groups.
They all live very far away.
You make a date for Christmas. Because
the date to go out.
Because from the 24th to the 30th, all of them, one of them has a free day in between there. And that's not a lie.
And they have different free days, though. Like, then everyone has got different free days. See?
Next time you should say, friends, please, on the 23rd, take holiday. I want you here.
I'll just go by myself and see.
Well, I'm not going by more myself. Chance of looking for more depression in life.
No, I don't think I would go by myself. Even though I like going to places by myself, I wouldn't go to the Christmas market by myself.
Christmas market is not swimming, my guy.
Do you know someone once asked me why I go to swimming by myself? And I was like, why not?
It's therapeutic.
No, not even. But then they made it seem like it's a weird thing. Like, why would you go swimming by yourself? And I'm like, am I supposed to go with someone else? Like, I mean, you can go with people, but then why are you making it weird that I go to swimming by myself?
I don't know. Because I'm pretty sure most people don't go to swimming alone in this country. Like,
I guess because people just go to like play in the water and have
yes,
fun.
Yes, most people
like
can't
that.
Swim. That's why they need a group of friends to make it fun, you know. But
I'm learning to swim, so.
We actually wanted to join a swimming class, like really start swimming.
But it's like, it's expensive.
Yeah, I want to be Michael Phelps Party 2, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Michael Phelps, you got competition.
You know what? I really want to join swimming like around March.
So that you're ready for summer.
Like, and I'll be going every day. Like, if I couldn't, I'll be going in the morning before work and do like an hour of serious swimming, hour of serious cardio, come home. If I have gym later that day, I'll go to.
You?
Bruh, I don't know. When I dedicate myself to things, bruh. You don't know me. That's why I'm scared of dedicating myself to things, because you can never move me from that. Like, it scares me how I get so focused on something. If I make my mind to do it, like, it scares me. I'm even scared of, you know, being serious with my life, because I'm scared I'll make it too much sometimes. Like, I think this is weird. Like, I know, like, I'm scared of, like, putting my full potential in things, because I feel like I might make it big, like, bigger than I need to and become a nonsense in society.
I think if you are already a nonsense in society, then
what is this insinuating?
Going to be a nonsense in society. But then if you're someone who's not a nonsense in society and you're someone who's like very grounded, why would you making it big? I know like success and everything can change people, but like
You know, you always say my mouth is not the nicest. Imagine if I say these things when I'm a very well-off person. People are like, damn, bruh, this guy thinks he's all that because he's got things. You know?
Have you said all these things like what? Like what I just said or what?
No, like, I'm saying, you say sometimes my mouth says things.
Oh, that like seem when off. You now have money, yeah.
Imagine the same like, things that I say. Like so when I'm like well off, people be like, damn, bro, yo, why?
So like work on your mouth and your character. And then so that when you have money,
if I dedicate myself to work on my mouth, I end up lying because people don't like the truth.
I didn't say lie, I just said
I will have to because
just the truth find hurts. Better deliveries of the truth.
You know what that reminded me?
What?
A friend of mine once said, for you to be really in love with someone and make a relationship work, you have to pretend to be dumb or you have to become dumb in some way.
Now I know why relationships don't seem to be working for me.
True. I told you once. I think I told you, Kuti, you are too...
I'm too smart. Like, I'm just...
Sometimes you just have to be like, you know what? I watch, but I don't can't. Judge. That's yeah, that's the thing. Thing. That's the thing that one has to learn. Like...
How do you even learn that?
You just breathe in when you're about to be a smarty pants. Just be
and
like,
you're just like,
and then breathe out. And eventually you no longer need to breathe out. You just look sideways and be like, thank you God for the man that I have.
I think I just need to find someone that understands that I'm a smarty pants.
Nah, I'm going to say this. It might sound wrong, but men don't like smarty pants. Men like laid-back women who are smarty pants, but very laid-back, who know when to apply their smarty pants. Most men operate like men like challenges, be it in life, be it what fixing things, solutions, blah blah, those kind of things that women hate from us.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes being a smarty pants becomes like a challenge. And maybe sometimes a man, if he's not aware, he might start subconsciously challenging you too, and then it becomes a clash. So sometimes, you know, and I know some people are gonna say, why can't the man be relaxed and let the woman be a smart event? I mean, if it works with the relationship, it's okay. But like,
yeah, I think that's the thing about relationships. People, they work
differently. People have to find a common ground. But these days
men are the baddies.
We deserve it. We've been working hard for the past millennials.
Men used to go to war. Please. And now we have to
And now they're complaining about the Wi-Fi not connecting. It's fine.
Now we have to deal with this.
It's fine, bro. Like it's the world we live in. Like we have to adapt. Men have adapted, you know why? Because men adapt better and quicker. I mean, if you want to debate this, you have the floor. If you want to, but I'm telling you, men, we adapt way faster and quicker to environment. Like right now, we can't just be going around being like, yeah, men, in the environment where women are like, yeah, me, like, birdie, I'm the shit, baby. You know what I'm saying? Because we start arguing this. And fighting each other. So that's why we are like, okay, we are laid back now.
That's why you're like,
we're not soft. Soft babes now. No, we're not soft. We're just laid back.
Yeah, some men are just like, they're like I'm saying, some men are the baddies.
Yeah, it's not about being a bad. It's just laying back and waiting for the right opportunity to do things. Because in today's world, you ask you on a date, bruh, he thinks I like him. What the hell? You know that. You know that.
I know what.
That people, sometimes a woman, you're talking to a woman, you ask her on a date, and she's like, bruh, he thinks I like him? No, I don't like him. And then some might say nasty things.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get it, yeah? You see, this other species, sometimes it needs you to be like, the whole time, okay, so should I jump in now? Should I wait? I'm just gonna stop here. And then women think we are being baddies. We just... letting you enjoy your freedom.
Yeah,
it's a lot to take in, yeah?
It is. It is. I need to digest that one.
Another homework.
Please.
Another homework.
Me, I didn't like school. I was very happy when I finished school. So I'm just like, I'm not going there. Like, school was a lot.
Yeah, and imagine with the amount of work we work in this country, and then you want me to be like following around, nagging around, like, hey, baby, come on, baby, hey, baby, I'm gonna let you be you. The reason why most women are saying men are bad is because we don't, like, what you say, act as much as we would have supposed to have done as men. Like, you know, like, it's hard.
Like I say, men used to go to war, and now we have to. But anyway, it's fine.
As men, it's not easy. I think women will never understand the struggles of men.
In the same way, men will never understand the struggles.
I mean, but we have an understanding that women have struggles. But women...
We also have an understanding not that all, men
most
struggles.
Women think men have it easy out there. Most
we
women...
We have an
like,
understanding. That's why we understand the fact that...
That's why you say we are baddies, because you think we have no struggles.
No, I was saying we have an understanding, because that is why we understand the fact that the higher rates of suicide are men. Yeah. Which means there's
what
something
do y'all
there.
Do about it?
There's, what do the men do about it themselves?
Men are open to talking to each other these days.
That's a good thing. That's
yeah,
a
but
good
we will never get anywhere if when we are I'm finished talking to my guy and I'm like, hey, can I take you out on a date? Like, leave me alone, you dusty dude. Leave
I
me alone.
Dusty. What am I supposed to do?
Why can't you
do?
Just tell me? Ah, you know, this, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't
agree
like
with
that.
Like being rude.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, but yo. Even the handsome men out there, they hear a lot of nonsense also.
They do. Do you know what? We also hear a lot of nonsense. I saw this podcast where this man was like, I'm a high value man because I'm 6 foot something and I earn whatever. And I was just like,
they call themselves what the Sigmas.
Shut it down.
Those ones I don't even listen
what
to.
What's a Sigma mean? It's a new name.
They call themselves Sigmas.
Okay.
Them
is
a lot of...
And I was just like, yeah. We are, yeah.
But yeah, you
but
know.
But I'm not worried though.
We as men, we are worried.
I'm good.
Because we don't know what to do now. Should we approach? Should we not? Should we relax? Because if we relax, we're baddies. If we progress, we're creeps. If we, you know.
I think the only thing all of us can do is to just pray to God.
Hallelujah. And just wait for his coming, because now everything is out of hand.
Because, like,
you know,
it's crazy. Like, let's just pray to God and say, Our Father, because what can we do?
And then Papa Unongo's talking about a work-life balance. It's just stress, because you're stressed with work and you have to...
Is there such a thing as work-life balance in this Germany that we live in?
I mean, when you get to a certain point, you can make that for yourself. Like, I know I've heard of people work like 40%, 50%, because they have enough to not work a lot.
Yeah, if you...
I mean, I think because the ages we are and the circles we know, they don't have that yet. So it's like something we feel like is... not reachable, but like it's there. I mean, like, I think we keep working for the next 5 years or so. If we do things the right way, we might get there. Like, our circumference is like, you know,
true. I think low-key maybe we want to rush things.
We are trying to
because we are tired. Me already, I'm tired of working. And I'm only 24. I've been working for what, 4 years? I'm just like,
let me tell you.
Bro, tell me.
This working thing, if you tell me you like working, also block me, please.
Okay, blocking you tonight. Actually, let me block
you.
You
like
right
working?
Now. Yeah, I do.
What did you just say? This working thing. Who are you? I'm confused. Why are you gay? I'm confused now.
Okay, how do I put it? I actually do like working. I like my job, if I'm being honest. But there's aspects of my job that, especially like the fact that it's physically draining, it just makes me want to, is everything okay?
Yeah, it just makes you want to what, quit?
It just makes me want to be like, I don't like work, you know, because it's very physically draining and exhausting. But other than that, I actually like and enjoy.
Can I ask you a question?
Work in my job, yes.
What would make you enjoy that work, that job, without those complaints?
If I was working lesser hours with the same or even more money, that would make me very happy. I would be the happiest person at work. I'm already happy at work, but I would be happy.
Please answer this question again in a more realistic way.
Nothing then.
See? Okay. So you don't like your work?
No, I do.
Because if you expect more money and doing less hours, it means you have to go through a lot of years of...
Yeah, you asked the question and I answered.
Yeah, but hypothetically then, no, it's not hypothetical. I mean, like, what could be done now that can make you like your job?
I like my job. That's okay, the thing.
Can
I just
make
hate
the complaints
the
like fade away.
Nothing.
See, I went through the same thing and I thought about it and I asked myself.
And what was your answer?
Well, I hate my job. But anyways, I thought about it and I was like to myself, I hate working. I hate having a job. Mm-hmm. The thing I hate mostly is working for someone. I can work, put in the work, but I think I no longer enjoy working for people and having a job. I want to work
for yourself,
for myself, or towards my goals as a whatever I'm trying to do and be. Because Kshandra, this point is just depressing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that is my biggest problem.
Oh, so you want
the jobs.
Work for yourself then?
Yes.
Okay. I get that.
I wasn't even thinking of becoming a stripper.
Okay.
We listen, we don't what?
you say that yourself. Me, I listen, I will judge, and I will prosecute.
No, I'm joking. Okay? I just said
no,
that.
It's fine.
I said that at work.
This is not the first time you've said this.
I said that at work at once, so it became a joke that it was recurring every time.
I'm just saying, it's not the first time you're saying it.
Yeah, but then look at it. I'm going to the gym. What if I eventually look nice? Eventually. Then I start exploring other events, like looking for friends that are only mine, you know, like.
I see what you did there.
You see?
But like, if it makes you happy.
It's not about happiness at this point.
If it makes you happy,
Bruh, you know what I need at this point? I just need enough money to do things that make me happy.
What makes you happy?
I think I enjoy spending money. Not like buying stuff things. I enjoy spending money. I think if I get a lot of money, I'll be an addict of investing. Because I think I like the kind of thing of, you know, investing into things. Like every time I see something, I'm starting to think, okay, how can one invest into this? What would one need? Like that's how my brain runs.
So those are the things that you enjoy then, investing or spending money, or which one is it?
Spending money on investments.
Okay.
And then when I have a lot of it, bruh, let's burn half of it. Like, why not? We're going to leave it here anyways.
Burn it as in...
Spend.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like... I'm sorry. I thought literally... I'm like, huh?
Burning as in spending on useless things.
I guess.
But with our slender behold, yeah, we are
taxes.
Make sure you don't make that money. Yo,
you think
the taxes.
You're just going to make that money.
Yo, I was
unless
trying
you
to
get into illegal things.
I was trying to do my research on some taxes, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna leave it at this because I couldn't find something that made me happy. I almost cried looking at the taxing thing, and I was like, if only we were in Zimbabwe.
Yeah. But unfortunately, we're not.
Yeah.
We're in Germany, so we have to make it work.
I'm going to run away.
I think a lot of us are wanting to do that. Me personally, I won't say much. So seeing as the year is coming to an end, how is it looking? New Year's resolutions?
People are depressed out there.
I'm talking about you and you're telling
I'm
me.
Part of people. Oh. I'm part of Oops. People. People, they're depressed. But me, my New Year resolution, I don't have any New Year resolution.
Do you
year.
like plan, like how what's your approach actually when it comes, okay, fine, it's the end of the year. Are those people that like write New Year's resolutions, or do you prepare for the year ahead, or you're just like, we are going into the year ahead, or it's a thing of you can do anything at any time, so you don't really need New Year's resolutions?
You know, first I would like to say, I'm not trying to be offensive, but, you know, I once said, if you say I'm not trying to be offensive, people will take offense.
You're about to say yes, and you're about to be offensive, actually.
Okay, yeah, let me not say it. Let me just dive into it. I find New Year resolutions kind of a little bit dumb.
Okay.
Like, if I can start working on my business today, why wait until the 31st of December and say, okay, tomorrow I'll start?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why not just start putting in work when you thought about it, which would be now plus 16 more days earlier,
mm-hmm.
and you could learn much more now, and you don't even know what the new year might bring. What if a new year, because laws and rules and regulations change almost sometimes in the new years and things mm-hmm. like that, and then what if things get changed and then you can't do what you want to do, but if maybe it already started last year, it could work. Like, you get that the way I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Like, why wait for a month? Could January come and then I start working on this thing? Like, for me, it's like, I think I should do this. Okay, let me start now.
Oh, I get that. Or what if you're like dead by then? By the time the new year comes, you could be dead. No one said you're going to be alive.
See, that's another
thing. No, it sounds dark, but like, it's the truth.
At least I die having started and having enjoyed or having faced some struggles that bettered me.
You see?
I die a better person.
I totally get you. For me, it's a thing of, I can start anything at any time, but also at the same time, I just kind of like to prepare for the, just getting into the new year and being like, okay, what things would I like to maybe see happening in my life in this new year and stuff like that.
I feel like I've been trying to push myself from that because I feel like it limits me.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me, when the year ends and I haven't achieved that, I start punishing myself or beating myself up in some sort of way. Like, I want to look at things like, okay, when I try and do this, if it doesn't work, well, it is what it is.
It is what it
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
But sometimes you can have like, because what I usually do, I have like running goals. It's not to say that, when, let's say if I write, I'm like, okay, fine, things I would like to see happen in 2025. It's not to say that they have to happen in 2025 mm-hmm. because, I mean, this is life. God is in charge of life. He's the boss here. He can decide. But then it's like, okay, if it doesn't happen, we move forward with it. Or maybe it's something that's like, it's not even meant to happen. Let's just leave it.
Yes, but
right?
for
but
me,
then just to have that thing like a guideline of some sort.
Yes,
you know,
I get you. But for me, man, the punishment
mm-hmm.
in my head, like if I don't achieve something I said to achieve in 2025,
then you're gonna
2026 is gonna start on punching the air terms.
Ah, okay.
Like not really bad, but it's just like, why didn't I manage it? I could have done this. Man, I didn't like it. It's mm-hmm. constant regret and looking back and being like, did I not work hard enough? Okay, what did I do wrong? Then start punishing myself for the things that went wrong, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's like, yo, Iowa, if it's 2025, let's welcome the year. Let's just do what we do. Let's just try and make sure we make money and we make things happen. You know, whatever happens,
okay.
happens, you know? Because one thing I've started to accept in my life is we are getting old. Eventually, we are going to die. Saga, if I wait 2025, I'm like 13 more days. Oh, what today's date? Like today is the 16th, like 15 days older.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, by that time, which means I've already wasted 15 days of my life.
Is this how old people think? because
may I kindly insult you, please? Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. But anyways, like, I'm getting old. Like, every time I see older people these days, you know, like, I've internalized that I'm gonna get there. So I'm trying to come to terms with it, trying to be peaceful about it and just enjoy life. And these days, I'm trying to do more of the things I enjoy, like the gym, like coming and blessing the podcast with my beautiful brains.
Thank you for your presence.
Like, yeah. Like, you know, just trying to overall not stress about money, use the money that's there. We try to find more. If we don't, we live within our means until we find more. Try and save a little bit just in case something, you know, like not stress over it. Like, because I always used to nitpick, okay, this, I want this to happen. I want this, and I'm working on it. Yo, you know what? Life is going. If I sleep for 10 days stressing about something that didn't happen or that might happen, those 10 days that I wasted, I could have gone out with friends. I could have enjoyed my, I could have done better things. I could have, you know. So why not just enjoy, you know?
That's true. Enjoy life, because chop life, problem not a finish.
And also another unrelated thing I've started realizing. Germany. It's a country. I'm scared they will chase me out. But Germany, everything is almost too controlled, too under control. Straight line. For me, it doesn't promote critical thinking, and I'm a critical thinker. You know, I like being a critical thinker. I used to be, and you know, because when we grow up, you have to be like, hey, first you are on the one, saga saga pandera diri saga boskiri, you know. And now it's just like, okay, I go to work, okay, I come back home, I sleep, okay, I fry, okay, it's like too, like, and I feel like it's this most source of depression. And I think if you see people who are quite happier in this country are people who are doing things that challenge them.
True.
Because it creates this critical thinking, and critical thinking is, I think it's a necessity in life. In
it is, and it's unfortunately a skill not a lot of us have.
It's a skill that some of us had. Like right now, trying to think critically about things, I'm like, yeah, you know what, whatever, I'm getting old it's anyway. Like,
I don't have the energy for that.
Yeah, like,
why should I put myself through that?
You know, tomorrow is work, so why?
Like, let me just use this energy to get some rest.
Yeah, but like, hey, I don't know. And that's also another thing I think is the only thing that still stresses me. Like, my work doesn't challenge me, doesn't need any critical thinking. So it's like,
so maybe you should try to find, I know it's not always easy, but like, try to find things that, like,
we're working on it.
Okay, that's good. That is good.
Yeah, but yeah, how about you?
How about me, what?
Enough about me. How about you?
About me, what?
Everything.
I've even forgotten what the initial question was, so you have to specify. How about me?
There was no questions up.
So you're asking me how about me, what? Exactly?
How about you? What would you like to say about your life in Germany?
What would I like to say about my life in Germany?
Aisha,
this life here is not easy.
No go balance.
This life, there's no balance. I mean, I'm grateful to be in Germany because when I think about it, I'm like, you could be in Zimbabwe, bruh. Like, you could be in Zim. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with my country. I'm just saying.
There's a lot. Don't even try to sugarcoat it. There's a lot.
Please, I'm trying to go back home, okay? But like, yeah. But like you were saying, the life here in Germany is just, it's very repetitive work. Gym. Sometimes there's weeks whereby, for example, I don't really remember what happened last week. because it's just a routine.
Yeah, like you can't pinpoint what happened when, because it's just like it happens the same.
Exactly. Like the only thing that I remember is the photo shoot that happened. But then to be like, oh, okay, how was my week last week?
See, things that are out of the
norm. Exactly. I don't even like properly remember and stuff like that. So it's like, yeah, that life can be very monotonous. You're always having to pay bills.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard people say that when you live in Germany, you receive like a lot of letters. Like people are like, they get a lot of, and I'm like,
I'm like, which Germany do I live? Because
am I in the wrong Germany? I could go because, away for 2 weeks and I'll come back to
because
an empty
in the last
brief cousin.
Wait, in the last 3 months, the only letters I've received were a letter from my insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that needed money. They were just telling me how much money I'll be paying more.
Oh, okay.
And then 2 letters, one from my Femita and one from my electricity bill,
mm-hmm.
giving me money back.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm like 28 euros rich.
Can I have 14, please?
Why are you being too ambitious? Yo, this is why we need cameras in this thing.
Wow.
Yo,
now I almost choked on water because
next time I come here, there should be cameras. One day.
See, if you give me that 14 euros, we could invest in getting cameras, bro.
Yeah. Camera like, 14 euros.
No, it's not a camera for 14 euros, but then if the camera is costing 500 bucks and now I have 14 euros, now I have to pay 400 and something. I hope you weren't expecting me to do the math.
I was expecting you. So you can't do the math. You can't just do.
I won't do the math. Not that I can't, I just won't.
486?
Yeah.
You couldn't do that?
I said I won't.
Because you couldn't. I can't. If you could do, if you could.
The only math that I can do is when I'm adding 2 and 2 together in people's business. And I'm like, it's a straight 4.
Okay, okay. What if it comes out of 5? You have to go back and dig in.
I have to be like, something
is not adding up here.
Something is missing. I have to revisit the math again.
Yeah, I'm so happy. This weekend I'm free, Shane.
This weekend you're free? Oh, this weekend you're free. What are you doing on Saturday?
Why are you asking?
I'm just asking.
What you're asking is too ambitious. What's going on?
How? What if I want to take you out as my friend?
Bruh, I'm open for business. Where are we going? I take this as an offer. So I'm already on.
No, I'm just...
Talk to me.
We're not going anywhere.
Maybe swimming.
Ay, whoa.
Me, I want to,
I want to invite, go and swim. I just wanted to invite you to Bible study.
Bible study?
Yeah.
What time?
At 6 p.m.
Why do you do Bible study on Saturdays?
We do it any day of the week.
Yeah, why Saturday though?
Because that's when everyone was free. Like we just pick a date when everyone is free. Or when the majority of the people are free and then we meet on that day.
So we don't it could meet.
Be, were you there at the meeting?
Because I was not free. That's why I'm saying we don't matter.
I said when the majority.
So that's why I'm saying some of us, we don't matter.
No, it's not that you don't. If you were there initially at the meeting,
you said, okay, so when are you free? We're trying to plan a next one.
No, the thing is, we don't go home and decide. Like, if when on the day of the meeting, after we're done with the meeting, we're like, okay, guys, when are we next free?
So
then everyone pulls out
the
their
people,
schedule.
The people who didn't make it don't
matter.
Are
you accepting my invite or not?
This is what I'm trying to get to. Like,
are
we
you accepting
don't,
my invite or not?
I'm accepting it, but like...
You have things to do on Saturday?
Nah, not really. I was supposed to visit my friend in Cologne there. But?
But?
Yeah, something is happening. So, I might be in Hanover. I'm not sure.
Well, if you are around, we would love to have you at the next Bible study meeting.
Thank you. Can I preach?
You're welcome. Preach.
At
preach,
the Bible
preacher.
Can I preach? Like, can I? What?
You just want to come as a newcomer and you're already preaching.
Give me the mic.
We are just giving you the mic as a newcomer.
Hallelujah. I can't even start.
Okay, what you want to preach about? Let's assess your topic.
No, you can't assess my topic now, because if you say yes, then I'll go home and prepare a very beautiful message. Yeah, why are you laughing?
I don't know why, I just don't trust you. I'm just like,
yo, and I will not even make it, and I won't even excuse myself.
See?
No, I'm not like, you know me. You know me. If I'm not gonna make something we agreed on, I always speak on time.
So if you come for like 2-3 meetings, maybe on the fourth one, we can make
give
you...
Give me the mic.
Yeah, we can give you the mic.
Tindipe kuno mic, yo. Mic.
So we're going to cap this episode and then start another one, because I know you, 1 hour is not enough for you.
And gentlemen, thank you for being with us today on the podcast. See you next time. I'll be here sometime later in the future. I was being too ambitious.
Bye.